Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We have a lot of interesting weather going on in North America and South America both, so we'll get right at it here. The temperatures this morning across the Midwest are running below zero all the way down into parts of southern Iowa, and earlier this morning in northwestern Illinois, positive single-digit readings were common across the rest of the Midwest. I should say positive single digits and some teens. We are still quite warm near the Ohio River, though, with some 20s and lower 30s occurring in that area. The concern is about snow cover overnight tonight and tomorrow night as we deal with the coldest temperatures of the season in the lower parts of the Midwest. We expect to see sub-zero temperatures from Nebraska and Kansas eastward into Ohio, and there are a number of areas that are snow-free this morning in that region. The snow is most absent in portions of Missouri, southwestern Illinois, and portions of southwestern Indiana. These areas actually represent, if you were to take all of the wheat that's produced in Missouri and Illinois, it'd be 5% of the nation's total crop. But the amount of crop that would be vulnerable to some kind of threatening cold tomorrow morning or Thursday morning would likely be only a percentage or two probably. We do expect some snow to fall overnight tonight. The precipitation will come through Nebraska, Kansas, Missouri, and Illinois into parts of Indiana. We expect a dusting upwards to an inch and a half or so. Maybe a couple of spots may get a couple of inches, but I'm concerned a little bit about the area because the wind is going to blow as well. And this will be a dry, powdery snow, and it will likely get blown around a bit. So some of the fields in Missouri and Illinois that are snow-free this morning may still be snow-free tomorrow morning unless the snow falls in a very good distributed way. We do think, though, only a small portion of crop damage will likely take place in these areas. I think the majority will come out of it okay. And the temperatures will only go a couple of degrees below zero, so maybe a little dusting near the crown of these crops will likely prove to be enough to protect. Now, in Kansas and Nebraska, we have mostly snow on the ground, but there is a thin covering of snow. And we'll be concerned there's a few pockets that are snow-free. They will also get involved with some of this dusting of snow overnight. So we'll keep a close eye on all of these areas tomorrow morning. My guess is, though, the damage will be fairly limited, but not necessarily can we rule it out completely. Down in South America, the interest is kind of widespread today about Brazil because the computer forecast models are downplaying precipitation potentials for a large part of Brazil's center, south, and northeastern crop areas. This includes the states of Bahia and portions of Minas Gerais. Those two states are expected to be mostly dry through a big part of the coming 10 days, and that's where the biggest dry is going to occur. However, those states only produce a very small portion of the nation's soybean and corn, so its impact will be rather low. But there's also going to be some drying tendencies in some of the other major producing areas like southern Mato Grosso and northern Mato Grosso do Sul into parts of Sao Paulo. And these areas will dry out as time moves forward, but they will not be absolutely dry. There will be some scattered showers. Temperatures will be warm. We've got abundant soil moisture throughout all of that region right now. So as the topsoil firms, the crops will use the subsoil moisture for a while. And so at least for the next week to week and a half, I don't think there's going to be any serious problems across the major production areas. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.